Good morning. Welcome to the 3 in the Afternoon podcast. I'm Emilio. That's Black Masterson sitting across from me. Introduce yourself, Black Masterson.
Hi, I'm Jude. So you already knew that.
All right, welcome to the Arguments podcast. I want to start off. Jude, why are you gay?
I am not.
And the fact that he has to defend himself.
God damn it.
He got wrecked, dude. So, how's it been hanging, Jude?
It's been all right. It's been okay. I've been doing camps for singing shit.
Sounds like a bitch thing.
Yeah. For like the past 2 weeks, it sucked, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been applying for jobs and hating the one that I currently have, you know.
Have you applied for HEB yet?
I've been applying for HEB. They don't have an opening. I've been looking every fucking day.
Got it. Well, it took them a month or two to like call me and be like, hey.
Yeah, but at the same time, there's no opening that I'm fucking able to do, is what I'm saying.
Not even a bagger?
No, bagger's not even an option up there.
Yeah, it is.
When I looked on there, they don't have an opening for a bagger right now.
Ah, got it.
That's what it is. It's an option to work, but is it open? No, it ain't. There's a whole lot of other shit open, which I could do, but I have to be 18, so I have a month left. We'll be rolling in bank, Jude. We'll be rolling in fucking bank.
Yeah, me too.
But yeah, Jude, we just had a practice session.
Yes, we did.
In the renovated garage, in which the garage now looks fire as hell. We had a little bit of a practice.
Yep. Todd was not able to join us today.
Yeah, because he's a bitch. Todd, if you're listening to this, give me a kiss next time you see me.
All right. Write that down, put it on a sticky note, put it on the wall, be like, Todd. Next time he comes, he's like, Todd, and
Todd,
you point at it.
Point at the wall. You gotta give me a little smooch on the cheek. Yeah, like that. Yeah, we did that. We were playing through some of our shit. You know, we came up with, like, a new song. And we had one that was, like, super fucking dramatic, which was really fucking fun.
Yeah.
It's fucking amazing. Because it's that, like, sort of, like, minor blues type shit. That's really fun to do.
But it's also a very, I want to say it sounds like, not exactly, but it gives me like the Great Gig in the Sky vibes.
In the Sky. Yeah, yeah. Mostly because of that. Like that's pretty much what my inspiration for that was when I was thinking of it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit. No, that's what we need to do. We just need to get the choir. And what they do is they just like, they do a whole bit behind it, dude. Like a whole like line behind everything, talking about the fable with the table and shit.
The fable of the table. Which Shable speaking of the table, table, we are sitting at the table.
Yeah, where said table where the table had leaked, and we talked about the fable of the table. Except, it's sitting here. It looks really awkward the way it's sitting, just because it's sitting in the middle of the garage, and it's like, it just doesn't fit where it's supposed to be. You know?
Yeah.
I'm sitting across from Jude, looking him right dead in the fucking eyes.
Me too.
I'll tell you, Jude, you look like a goddamn nerd.
You know it.
And you know it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got new glasses too, so he looks even more like a nerd.
Yeah.
Which he says the gold is not the way to go, but I disagree with him. I think he looks fine with the
gold.
I mean, look at these bitches. Like, these right here, I mean, they were gold at one point, but now they're like sort of silverish.
Yeah, but mine,
like, that entire gold fits you, dude. It fits, Jude.
Really?
Yeah, I think it fits. Oh. I think you look fine.
What about gold and brown? Because there's like the dark
I like
stuff
that.
Brown.
It's a nice little.
Really?
It's like a. It's a very like sort of sportsman thing. Like I'm trying to think of the term. Remember like the movie. I don't even remember the movie.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I'm sure there's a movie that has. I don't even know who the fuck it has. This point's moot at this point. I'm gonna not talk about this anymore. Right. But yeah, dude, you just look fine. You look fine with your glasses, you know.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Pause it, Jude. Pause it. I'm trying to think of what I was gonna say. I had an entire thing in mind that I was gonna be like, oh hey, dude, what are you fucking doing? Oh yeah, Jude. You been listening to any new music lately? What you been listening to is new with yourself.
Nothing really. I've just kind of been like, you know, still on the same thing that I've been listening to.
Of course, Jude, of course. I've been listening to this guy. He's a lo-fi artist. His name's Bulldog Eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And he like does all his like music like through his phone and an SM57. And it sounds fucking nice. His name's Bulldog Eyes. It's fucking dope as hell. And, yeah, not only that, I've just been listening to a lot of, you know, African-American artists just because that's, they make some good music, you know. Mm-hmm. Footsteps in the Dark, which is one of the things that's on our set list, is one of the things that kicked off that entire thing. And then I started listening to a lot of Thundercat, and Thundercat's just an amazing bassist, dude. It's amazing. But, yeah.
Very cool. Very cool.
It has solidified my my sort of rhythm section mindset. Because, you know, I'm all right at guitar, but, like, playing, like, bass and drums are, like, my forte. Bass is my home. Like, I can play bass all fucking day long. Guitar, or not guitar, drums, that's my other home. Guitar, I'm like, yeah, I can do that.
Uh-huh.
I can do that, I can write for that, I can do all that, but it's, like, if I had the choice in a band to play drums, bass, or guitar, I'd probably play bass. But in this band, I play drums.
Yep.
Just because drums are also really fun.
Yeah, they are.
And they make me buff.
You should put, like, weights on your sticks.
Oh, dude, actually, that'd be kind of cool, though.
It's like a batter. Whenever before they go play, they put a weight on their bat, and they just start swinging it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I mean, that'd work really well, actually. Just do that with my electric set, just so I don't fuck up my heads here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I was saying earlier, I'm gonna get the other snare and just make that a tight ass snare. Holy shit, dude. Because I mean, like, if I have that tight ass snare, I can do like amazing rolls, and I can have like the set. I can just get it, you know.
Yeah.
I can just get like nice rolls on it. Because it's so fucking tight that it just bounces right off, you know. But yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Jude, what's wrong with you?
I don't know, man. Todd's not here, so I don't know what to talk about.
Todd usually kicks off.
He does. Inside. Like, he'll like just talk about like the cum monster.
The cum monster, and then we'll go on for like 2 hours about the cum monster.
Yeah.
You know, dude, you say something and then we'll end this. We'll just be like the mini-sode. This will be the Missing Todd episode.
The Missing Todd.
Oh, yeah, dude. This is what we'll do. Is that every time Todd's not here and we do a podcast, it's going to be a short episode and it's going to be Missing Todd.
So this is Missing Todd 1.
Missing Todd 1. It's Missing Todd episode 1.
Yep.
It's like a mini-season inside our season.
A mini-series.
A mini-series.
Yep.
Of Missing Todd. Just spitball things, all right? Jude, what's your favorite food?
Don't have one.
And then you ask me a question now.
All right, what's your favorite color?
Blue. Jude, why are you gay?
Okay. What's your favorite food?
Fucking tostadas. Jude, does your dad know you're gay?
What's your favorite anime?
Full Metal Alchemist, easy.
Hell yeah.
That's a good one. Jude, what are your favorite string gauges? And not like, you know, sets. Which one is your favorite?
Like gauges.
Like which gauge is your favorite?
So I like the 8 to 32.
I didn't say set. I said no, not set. The specific gauge. What is your favorite gauge?
Like brand?
No. Like specific gauge, the number.
Yeah, .008.
That's your favorite one?
Oh, I know what you're talking about now. Okay.
Took you a second.
Yeah. No, I gotta say I like .032.
That's nice. I like .069.
Very cool.
I forgot what my gauges on my guitar were. Cause it was like thick and then fucking very thin on the bottom.
Yeah.
I want to do one that's alternating between like thick gauge and not thick gauge.
Mm-hmm.
So like just thick, light, thick, light, thick, light, thick, light. And just like, I wonder how that'll play out, you know?
Yeah.
It'll be cool. But yeah. How long have we been going for, dude?
9 minutes. And 34 seconds.
9 minutes and 34 seconds. Well, you know what? This is going to be the length of a YouTube video because, you know, we're just dying with topics here. We don't have anything to talk about because Todd's not here.
Yeah. I'm also tired.
I'm also pretty damn tired.
Yeah. But you want to talk about the idea for the songs?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
All right. So, okay, cool. So, long time ago in a previous episode, we were sitting at this table
We already said that, Jude.
I know. I'm explaining.
Okay.
So we sat at this table, and then if you had listened, then like...
Jude's just being an asshole at
no,
this
just
point.
If like... Just if
you
like,
had listened.
If we like the new viewers, if they started for some reason on this episode, just like... the table was dripping, and then for some reason I was just like, all right, dude, the fable of the table. And then we were like, oh, wait a second. So I wrote that down in my notes on my laptop, and I was like, fable of the table. And so hold on. Sorry about that. We just took a little pause there for a second. But we should take this time to talk about the new member of the Keystones. And their name is TK.
Yeah, she's cool.
Yep, she plays... little bit keyboard, little bit guitar, and she sings. And while we were here doing our little thing with the Fable of the Table, so we're back on top of that now, Emilio and me and Emilio, we were like, but before she came here, me and Emilio, we were like, all right, dude, just gonna fuck around here for a little bit. And he started doing something on the keyboard, and we were like, oh shit, okay. And then I started doing something on the guitar, and we were like, oh shit, okay. And then she came, and she started doing stuff on the keyboard, and Emilio was on the drums, and I was on guitar, and we were like, oh, shit, okay.
And then we did, like, an entire thing here.
Yeah, it was super
like,
cool.
Like we were talking about, it was just, like, this dramatic blues thing that reminded Jude of Great Gig in the Sky. It was really cool. And so what we're doing there is we're going to do literally what Pink Floyd did with On the Run and Time. And just, like, have that first song happen, and then it goes into another song that, I don't know, varies in style from how it was in the beginning, you know?
Yeah. And I think... What I want to do with it. So basically, TK is going to. So I'm gonna make a mix down of just like the keyboard and the guitar,
mm-hmm.
and send it to you. Throw some drums on top of it, and then I'm gonna send that to her, and I'm gonna be like, think of something.
Dope.
Like,
and then it'll be cool.
Yep. And then after that, at the end of that song, basically it would play into another song.
Because we're geniuses. We're musical fucking geniuses, dude.
Yes.
Yeah. And then we did Mudslinger, in which I like playing it. I just don't like the guitar part. Like I'll play this, but like I don't know why. Just that sort of feel of guitar, I'm just not a big fan of. Like I said, I'll play it and I'll still go with this song, but still I just don't like it.
What song?
For Mudslinger. I just don't like the way that guitar feels. I don't like the entire rhythm that it plays, you know.
Really?
I just feel it's really I don't at all. But I play it. I have fun with it. I just don't like it. You know. Yeah. Just that entire like. I don't know how to fucking describe it. You know. Because how does Mudslinger go? Like how does the little guitar part go, Jude? Do it with your that entire just the way that guitar, just that entire like. Sort of structure of how it plays that when I hear it, it makes me think that I'm in a fucking YouTube ad. I feel like I'm listening to stock music. All right, I have fun with it, but still, that's what it feels like for me, you know.
Yeah, I can see
you can
that.
Understand what I'm coming at.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, yeah. So, like, that's just kind of how I feel about anything that kind of sounds like that, really. Anything that uses that structure of playing, it just feels really. Stocky to me, you know.
Yeah,
yeah. But yeah, there was my gripe with it. Like I said, I had fun with it still. I was just playing, and then I think I changed up the style on it. It was really fun. So yeah. Anything else you got, Jude?
No, not really.
All right. Well, we'll end this episode at what time, Jude?
14:15.
14:15. You got a 15-minute episode here. All right. Well, yeah, I've been Cookie Masterson, Emilio. Jude, that is Mr. White over there.
All right, so anyways, this has been the first episode
of Missing Todd.
Yes, this
we
is
miss
the,
you.
The mini-series.
The way we ended is we're going to say we miss you, Todd.
Ready? Ready?
Three,
two, one.
We miss you, Todd.